All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast. And I'm just checking in on you. Just seeing how your week's going, how your life is, how you're feeling this day. I was supposed to get my Invisalign off yesterday, right? I was all excited. This shit was supposed to take 16 weeks, and because I wore them like a fucking lunatic, basically 24-7, occasionally I'd smoke a cigar, or I'd do a set. If I did a long set and I didn't feel like spitting all over the stage, I would take them out. But a lot of times I just left them in. One time I left them in when I smoked a cigar. That was a bad move. Bad move. I had to sit there and brush them for like an hour so they wouldn't be fucking all brown. Anyway. So the last time I saw my dentist, he's like, oh, gee willikers, you've been wearing them so much, I think we'll be done by the 13th week. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is a great. I tried not to get excited. I tried to be like, okay, well, I'm supposed to be, you know, just mentally, just keep being prepared for the end of March when these things are going to be off. So anyway, so I go to the dentist, right? And I'm wearing them and I'm wearing them and I'm driving over. I'm chewing on the stupid sponge to make sure the fucking tray's all the way down and all of that shit. So I show up and he, you know, takes the things off. He's like, oh, he's a good, oh man, he's, wow, you really were. You see, when you comply, blah, 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 everything's good. And I'm sitting there going, don't get excited. Don't get excited. Because here comes the however.
However we get me.
No, 2 fucking weeks. I was waiting for that shit, right? But he doesn't. He goes, he's still good enough to take him off today. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I did it. I fucking did it. This is like going to the fucking Stanley Cup playoffs, all right? And just sweeping everybody. So you play like fucking, I don't know, let's see, if you went 7 games times 4, that's 28 fucking games. Or you could just play 16. I felt like I just played 16 games. Fresh as a fucking daisy. I'm ready to go another round. You already handed me the trophy, right? So I said, all right. So he's taking the fucking clips off or whatever. He's filing them down and shit. And he's like, I go, okay, so now all I have to do now is just wear this tray at night when I sleep for the rest of my life so they don't go back, which is no big deal. I'm asleep. What the fuck do I care? Right? He goes, no, this final tray, you have to wear this for the next 3 months. And then we give you the overnight tray. And it's just like, where did that come from? Where was that in your initial pitch? I still would have fucking done it. But why are you just tear the Band-Aid off? I could have just mentally got myself like, all right, the next 6 months of my life is going to suck. You got me all excited about 16 weeks and then 13. And then it's going to happen. And then, oh, by the way, here's another 3 months onto your sentence. You're not out yet. Oh, it fucking bugged me. You know, because you know what it was? Because when he initially went to sell it to me, he was too afraid that if he told me it was going to be 6 months, that I wasn't going to do it. That's basically what it is. That, you know, I get it. Capitalism, it's sales. I didn't say anything. You know, what are you going to do? The end of the day, I got fucking straight teeth. I mean, it works. The shit definitely works. I am thrilled. I am elated with it. I just, You know what I mean? That's like something your wife does. Bill, is there anything in the world, Bill, that you can't turn around and blame women for? All right, you're right. I'm being emotional, being a cunt. Fucking 3 more months. I turned 50 in 3 months. You know, you think I'm going to have fucking braces? I don't know about you, but that's not one of my life's goals. So anyway, so now what's going on is he took the fucking hooks off my teeth. I'm just giving you guys the blow by blow. This guy's a great dentist. Okay, you know, could have been a little more straightforward about how long this was going to fucking take. You know, just dump the bowl over my head. Stop, like, taking little spoonfuls and putting it in my mouth. Is that okay? Can you handle that? Anyways. I don't know what the fuck to do. So now the hooks are off these fucking things. And this is like getting out of jail, because you just don't get out of jail. They go from maximum to like medium to minimum to you're living in some guy's fucking house and you can go out and go get a fucking bagel and you got to come back and report to somebody. This is how the Invisalign's going down. I'm in the halfway house or the fucking minimum security building of this shit. Another 3 months. Whatever. I don't even fucking notice him. I'm kind of over it. I did have to vent. I did have to vent on the podcast about it, but it's just you fucking, you know, just tell me what I'm in for so I can prepare for it. It's like one of those fucking movies where you're sitting at your goddamn cubicle at your desk and you finish your stack of papers. You're like, and you fucking put your foot up on the desk. Guy comes back with another stack of papers. You know? Anyways. Oh, fucking Billy Boston Bruin bandwagon is jumping on. I've watched the last 3 games. To be honest with you, I turned on the last Bruins game. You know, I got a kid now, so I do what I can, all right? I put the game on when it was 4-1, all right? I watched him beat the Blackhawks on Saturday. I watched him lose on Sunday. And I put the game on. They were down 4-1. I was like, Jesus Christ, every time I fucking lose, they do nothing but win. But whenever I turn them on, they fucking lose. And so I got the game on, you know, medium volume. I'm in the kitchen with my beautiful daughter and I'm making her some dinner. I came in, what the hell I made her? She likes these meatballs, right? With the vegetables and that type of stuff. And we're really trying to keep her away from, you know, all the sugar and that type of shit. However, you know, occasionally, you know, my kid's not going to not have McDonald's. You know what I mean? I'm not going to take it to that level. Where the kid's like, oh, can I have some dessert? And be like, yeah, here's a kiwi or some shit like that. Even though you probably should do that. I don't know. So anyways, I have the game on and I'm out in the kitchen. And then I just hear Jack Edwards going crazy. 3 goals in 77 seconds. I come running in like, what the fuck just happened? Long story short, the Bruins scored. They scored 5 goals in the third period to win 6-5. The last one was an empty netter. They scored them so fast, I don't even know who fucking scored them. I can't even remember who the hell scored them. Pasternak out one of them. But I do know that we also lost like 3 guys got hurt during the game. Torrey Krug, DeBrusk, and fucking Zdeno Chara. But I looked at the replay because I missed those plays. They didn't look, sitting on my couch and not having to endure the pain, they didn't look too bad. Chara went down like someone at a public skating rink is what that looked like. And then he just slid into the board. Looks like he hit his shoulder. He was walking off fine, you know, when he was off the ice and he was going through the tunnel. He seemed all right. Granted, he's also like 9 feet tall and can do like over 40 pull-ups, which makes no fucking sense at 40, 41 years of age. It's easy for the little guys because they don't have to travel as far. But to bring that giant body and all the way the fuck down, it's like the little guy's going up like two steps and he's got to run up like 9 flights of stairs every time he does it. It's unreal. So he's tough as nails. I think he'll be back. I don't know what happened to Torrey Krug and DeBrusk. Hopefully if I don't know. Got a mild sort of bounced his brain around a little bit. But anyways, we're playing the Florida Panthers tonight, 4:30 my time, 7:30 East Coast time. And the Panthers have the most fighting majors in the NHL this year, and it's like some pathetically low number. I think they're in the, they've had like 20 fighting majors. They average a fight like basically, you know, every three games. It's just completely out of the fucking league, and it sucks. But granted, I'm not the guy who, I don't have to fight, right? I don't have to walk around dealing with the concussions and all of that shit. But, you know, just as a fan, I miss it. So they got them on, they got them today, Thursday. And then Saturday, when I'm up in Ontario, they got the Lightning. So they got some big games coming up. Monday, the Blue Jackets. I don't even know how they're doing because I haven't been watching anything. But I'm back. I'm back on fucking board here. A lot of new faces and shit. But, you know, like I said, I've watched so many games. In the last 10 years, the 820 regular season games, I bet I saw at least, you know, 500 of them. So I missed like the last fucking 60 that they had this year. Essentially, I only saw maybe five games this year. It's embarrassing, but which sucks because I watched them totally dismantle the team, you know, 4 years ago or something, and go all the way back down to rebuilding. And I was like, I'm going to watch this whole rebuild. And this year, when it all fucking came together, I mean, what am I complaining about? Oh, I had to go and become a dad, which is the most amazing fucking thing ever. My little one's starting to try to run now, which is hilarious. And also we've been doing this thing where when she's done with the toy and then she wants to play with something else, she has to put away the other toy, and she just has it down. She likes it because we applaud every time she puts something away. She's playing with these giant Legos today. And she wanted to have this bag of like, you know, multicolored fucking little, like, they almost look like ping pong balls, right? She wants to go play with those fucking things. So I was just like, all right, well, you got to put away the Lego blocks first. So she starts putting away, and I'm applauding on every one that she does. And then there's two stuck together, and she pulled them apart before she put them away. And as a parent right there, you're like, oh my God, my kid is a genius. You know, like you have Einstein as a kid rather than it was a pretty logical step that they were just able to make, but it's still thrilling. Everything is fucking thrilling. So anyways, this morning I go outside, right? I play a little game on Thursday when the trash comes out. As I'm always listening for the garbage truck. All right. Because, now that I don't have a dog, I mean, I still do. It's still technically my dog, and she's in town this week, and I've been taking her on these long hikes every day. It's been awesome. She looks great. She just looks great, and she's so friggin' happy. And I told you, for the first time in her life, she has another dog that she's friends with, which she never, you know, she was never in that mindset when someone with my limited skill set had her. She tried to fucking, she usually ignored bigger dogs, and then little dogs would bark at her, and she would ignore them. And then bigger dogs, she would also ignore them until they started some shit, you know? I believe in the hip hop community, that's known as "Don't start nothing, won't be nothing." I believe that's where my dog, her mindset was from. So, anyways, what I always fucking hated is when the trash is out, the barrels, once they empty the fucking the trash truck comes by, the garbage truck, if you will, empties the fucking thing out. You have basically about a minute, when you live in Los Angeles, before some fucking dog-owning cunt comes by and takes a shit bag and throws it into your trash barrel, which I don't necessarily give a shit this time of year because it's cold out. But during the hot months, you know, to have some steaming bag of fucking shit marinating in your thing that's not even from your own dog, it's a little annoying. I appreciate it. You're keeping the city fucking clean. But there is something about that that is just it's a little fucking annoying. So this morning, I've been hearing phantom garbage trucks. I've been out there like nine times. I only put away the recycling. And I got a feeling while I'm doing the podcast, I'm going to hear this fucking thing coming up the street. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I do, I'm throwing down the mic. I'm going to go out there and get put that thing back inside. But I got a bunch of shit that I got handled. I am back on Instagram, everybody. I got to get the check next to my fucking name, so it's verified, because I guess there's some people impersonating me, which is really flattering. I've not been on there since 2012. Instagram was not something that I gravitated towards, but everybody keeps telling me, you got to get on it. You got to get on it. And I was sick of fighting the Utes there. And so I'm going to get back on it, I guess. It's been 6 years since I've been away. Okay. It feels like I've had Invisalign on for fucking 12 years at this point. Nah, it hasn't been that bad. It hasn't even been that bad. It's just that I got fucking excited that it was over. Honey, we done? I'm going to blame women again. Are we done? This is it. This is the last store. And then, oh, wait, there was just one place. I want to look at some cosmetics. Asshole. Here's a question. Why don't they have bars at malls? You know, I guess they do. They kind of have like sports bars and shit. I'm going to go in. Hey, what are you going to, honey, take all the time you need. I'm going to go in here and get fucking loaded. Okay, I will do my best to help you with the bags of shit that you don't need that you're going to be carrying out, and then you're driving home. How does that sound? But I want to do this together. That's the thing. The exact thing that makes him a great mother makes him an annoying partner. It's just like, just go do something by yourself. Stop dragging me. Why am I being such a jerk because of my fucking Invisalign? I like hanging out with my wife, and I've mentioned before when I didn't have the hope that my Invisalign was being taken off that I actually enjoy going to the mall with my wife and kid. There I said it. All right. Anyways, I'm starting to understand tea, by the way. Okay? I never understood it. It's like it's hot as fuck. It burns your tongue. This isn't relaxing. It's like, no, stupid. It's hot as fuck, so it activates whatever in the tea bag. And then once that's done, you then take the fucking tea bag out and you throw it out like an Englishman. All right. You don't leave it in there like from sloppy American like me. You take that out and you let it fucking cool down now that everything's been activated, and then you drink it. But the problem is if you just order tea, that's fine. But if you got something else coming, by the time the fucking thing cools down, your little Danish or whatever the hell you ordered is already there. Your crumpet. What the fuck is a crumpet? Is that a biscuit? A biscuit's a cookie over there, right? Crumpet. Oh, it's with a C. Strumpet? Crumpet. Oh, it's an English muffin. The fuck out of here. That's all it is? Tea and crumpet. I never, you know what's funny? For years, you know how long I've been saying that? I had no idea what it was. I always picked a little fucking round, like pale looking Ritz cracker. How to make crumpets. BBC good food. Hello. Who doesn't like a good crumpet with their fucking tea? You know nobody eats a fucking crumpet with this shit, right? That's just something.
Hi, I'm Miriam from the Good Food Cookery team, and I'm going to show you how to make crumpets. In here, I've got warm milk.
By the way, has there ever not been an upbeat chef? And they always play like that everything's going to be okay music, you know?
Flour, salt, and sugar.
Well in the center. Some oregano, some tomatoes.
The warm milk and yeast mixture.
Okay.
Stirring all the time.
Stirring it all the time. You put it, I could do this shit.
A really good mix so you don't get any lumps.
I didn't know I could make my own English muffins. Is this like Philly cheesesteak where you don't say Philly cheesesteak when you just say cheesesteak? When you're in England, you don't say English muffin. And then you don't even say muffin, you say crumpet. Oh, God. How? This woman is either terrible or unbelievable in bed. I don't know why I just thought that. I don't know. She's into the culinary arts. You know, she figured, you know, she's in touch with something. Who knows? You know, sometimes people, they're given one talent. Sometimes it's an overall philosophy that goes through. All right. Let me read a little bit of advertising here. Then I'll talk about my pathetic attempts to try to fucking learn this song. For the goddamn comedy jam. It has double bass in it. And I haven't even really been noticing, but like I'm left-handed and I'm right-handed at the same time. And that's fucking with my double bass playing because sometimes I have a tendency to lead with my left foot. Other times I have a tendency to lead with my right foot. You know, like if you're going to do like a boom, zip at the bat. All right, whatever that is, a fucking triplet right before the snare hit, where it's going to be like right, left, right, or left, right, left. I always go left, right, left. I kind of feel like it's like if it's on the offbeat or something like that, if it's on, you know, If it's on one and two and three and four and, that should be right foot. And if it's on the other ones, I'm going left foot. Right? I don't know. I have no idea. But all I know was I'm trying to learn this fucking song. And the crash is on the offbeat. And I do that with my right foot. And then I think what I was doing, when I was playing it up to speed and I was just having fun and I didn't think anybody was, I was actually going to play it in front of people and they were going to watch me. I think I was actually playing left foot lead. But then when I sat down and broke it down, I flipped it and I went from being able to play it to up to tempo to dropping like 30 BPMs. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I have to have this song down in like a week or so. So, but I got the drum room now, so I've just been, you know, something I learned from Mike Johnston's lessons, which was rather than practicing at your limit, to go down 10, 15, even 20 BPMs and just stay there for like 10 minutes of really focused fucking practice. Now I'm combining everything, shit that Dave Elitch taught me. I just kind of combined everything that makes sense, and I've been able to start, you know, going back up again. And I got to tell you, I don't know why the fuck I avoided double bass drumming for so fucking long. It's awesome. It's incredible. And then all of this shit that I always loved but wouldn't even attempt to play along to, Primus, Pantera, all those P bands that I love, all of a sudden it's just like, oh, I kind of understand what's happening right here. I mean, I can't play it up to speed, but it gives me somewhere to go. And I remember I listened to one of those Lamb of God albums back in the day, and I was really fascinated with a lot of the drum beats that was it Chris Adler came up with. And I don't know. It's like anything. It's all of a sudden there's all this new shit that you don't know. You're excited to sit down. I mean, if it's like you kind of learned what you know, and then you just sort of sitting there, you actually get, it's fucking weird. You get like bored. And then you don't have any passion, and then you were already playing it shitty, and then you're going to play it even fucking worse. So, very excited about that. And to finally have a fucking drum room. I got to tell you, I was up there fucking wailing yesterday. Not saying I was playing well, but I was hitting them as fucking hard as I could. I was having a great pouring sweat. Just, it's like, it's fucking amazing. And you're playing double bass, all of a sudden it's like, I don't think I need to do the elliptical today. that probably means my technique sucks, but that's the level of effort that I was exerting. So what's great though is if I play during the day, my neighbors are at work and there's always somebody with a leaf blower or a fucking lawnmower playing. So I don't think anybody's really going to hear me. And I think if just every day, if just middle of the day, I play for like 90 fucking minutes, I can have a great time, not piss anybody off. And I don't know. I think the dream has come true. I'll tell you another fucking dream. It would be if my goddamn fucking computer. Come on, man. Come back. Come back. What is the problem? Where did you go? What happened? I need to read advertising. All right. All you computer nerds out there, for some reason. Hear that? Oh, now it came back. It went into like screensaver mode and it wouldn't come back. I don't know why I just did, because I just wrapped it on the head like when fucking Mo Howard would try to get fucking Larry's attention here. Look, can I just read the advertising here? I'm all over the place. What did I do with it? Ah, Jesus Christ, Bill. Do you see Trump just admitted that he just completely made something up? This guy like sounds like me. He's talking about how he said that, you know, basically we had a trade deficit with Canada, which I guess was not true. This is when he was trying to attack NAFTA, saying this is the worst deal we ever signed. And evidently, according to this site, the Washington Post, I don't know if they're psychotically liberal, so they're just snipping this. I'm sure all you people on the right will be like, actually what happened was the complete opposite. It was Obama's fault. He said, despite having no idea whether that was the case, he said, the man who racked up more than 2,000 false and misleading claims as president said he insisted to Canadian Prime Minister. Well, I mean, I'm sure both sides would debate that number. You know, one side says 2,000, the other says 3. As president, he insisted to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that the United States runs a trade deficit with Canada, despite, quote, having no idea whether that was the case. He said, I said, wrong, Justin, you do. I didn't even know, Trump said. I had no idea. I just said you're wrong. You know why? Because we're so stupid. That's where that guy is out of his fucking mind. And I know people like this. They're just not president of the United States. He's admitting that he did something wrong. And then when he says why he did it, he then includes how dumb I am. It's just like, dude, I didn't say this shit. You did. I'm not saying I'm not dumb. That's like, you know, I saw this guy get in trouble one time and he was just going like, yeah, you know, when you fuck up, you know, you have to come clean and own up to it. It's like, why are you talking to me about it? I didn't do it. You did it. I fucked up. I need to come clean. And he was speaking almost in like a third person type of fucking, it's hilarious. That takes me back to that fucking t-shirt. Enough is enough. Enough already. Talking about paying women less than guys. It's like, fuckhead, you're a corporation. You were the one doing it, not me. Now you're going to act like you never did it and profit off what the fuck you did wrong? It's like John Wayne Gacy having a fucking shirt. You know, leave the kids alone. Enough already. Right? And then he makes money off of it, which he then uses to pay a lawyer and he gets out of jail before they kill him. So anyways, you know why? Because we're so stupid. I would have respected him more if he just said, you know why? Because the average American is so fucking stupid that all you have to do is just say some shit. And if you're wearing the right colored tie, they're going to believe it. They're not going to research it. If he said that, then I'd be like, yeah, I totally agree with that. And that also includes people that root for blue ties. Okay? And that also includes people in England and Canada, everybody. No, nobody's fucking paying attention. There's very few people that pay attention to the level that, like, these talking heads on TV who only argue one side. And the fact that you're only arguing one side, then at that point, I don't know. How do you listen to them? That's why I like Jimmy Dore. I like Jimmy Dore because Jimmy Dore also leans left, but he also trashes the shit out of fucking Obama and calls him out on what a fucking company man he was. That guy left office. He was worth over $80 million, making $500,000 a year. And everybody's looking at him like he's fucking Gandhi. It's just like, dude, he's the exact same fucking guy. Not the exact same, but essentially it's the same thing. He's doing the same thing that the guy before that had the red tie, the guy before that had the blue tie. And every 8 years, we're like, it's the fucking blue ties. We need a red tie. What you really need is you need a revolution is what you need. You need a revolution, and you would have to literally kill the super rich if you're ever going to change it. And who's kidding who, you know? That's not going to happen anymore. And that's why they're building these robots. Everybody knows these robots. Oh, God, Bill, you're going off the deep end. Yes, I am. They're building these fucking robots. That's what the fuck it's for. It's going to eliminate the ability to ever revolt. Because here's the thing. Let's just say they turn this country ever into a police state. The people that make up our armed services, the brave men and women who make up our armed services, they are all Americans. And to have them turn their guns on their own countrymen would be very difficult. They would almost have to go into a robot-like mind state. You see what I did there? See what I did? See how it all fucking, you know, I'll tell you right now, when you talk to yourself into a microphone and there's nobody to debate or check, fact check anything you're saying, you always stick the landing. You always stand there, you know, fucking with the gold medal around your neck as they play the national anthem of you. All right? I fucking agree with Billy Burr. He made some great points. That's because no one was able to interrupt or tell him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. All right. Where the fuck is my... I'm figuring out all my passwords. I'm really turning a new corner here. I finally figured out how to upload something properly on Dropbox without yelling at it. I actually just sat down and figured it out. Yesterday, I flipped out and I fucking slammed my computer down. that caused both my wife and my daughter to jump. And I was just like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I walked downstairs and I came back up, you know, cooled off, came up. I apologized to them both. You know, this is what I'm doing right now, where I'm like passing the baton of anger in my family tree. Okay. If I continued the tradition, I just would have done that. I would have blamed everybody in the room and never apologized. But now I walk away and I come back a few minutes later and I apologize. And I give everybody a hug, a kiss in the room. That's what I do. Okay. So, you know, not saying I'm not still fucked up. I'm not saying people aren't suffering being around me. I'm just saying that I am trying. All right. Let me sun basket, everybody. Oh, it's like having the center of the universe in a basket. Sun Basket delivers delicious meal kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any business lifestyle. Forget protein shaking and flavorless diet food. Start cooking fresh. I got to tell you something. Those protein shakes, if you look at like the chemicals and all the crap, all that shit that they have at GNC, including the men's daily fucking pill that I take, total hypocrite, that I bought at a GNC. So much of that shit. It's just like, how can that be good for me? Why are there so many chemicals? Forget protein shaking and flavorless diet food. Start cooking fresh, healthy meals with delicious organic produce with Sun Basket. 18 healthy options to choose from every week, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and more. However you want to do it, they got the option for you. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Now, you get more options than ever. Just go to the Sunbasket app, and pick from 18 weekly recipes. Easily cooked dishes. Isn't it cooked? Like steaks with chimichurri and harissa, roasted sweet potatoes, or your favorite Sunbasket recipe. Sunbasket works because I kind of did an offensive Asian accent there. I have to do something else here. Or rigatoni was the fucking bugaboo. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce, wild caught seafood. Just picture the fish making like a horse sound as you're pulling it out of the sea. And responsibly raised meats. Hey, knock it off. All of you cows, it's bedtime. Plus, Sunbasket is delivered in perfect portions with reliable nutrition. I said knock it off. You go over and you apologize to that other cow. I'm not having cattle like this. Do you understand me? Plus, Sunbasket is delivered in perfect portions with reliable nutrition information, and it's ready to whip up in about 30 minutes. How do you responsibly raise meat? It's a big, vague statement. There's something for every fiscally responsibly or responsible to the cow. There's something for every healthy journey. Like, what do you say to the cow right before you kill it? You know what I mean? Hey, man, look at that over there. Whap! I've always loved you. Uppercut. There's something for every healthy journey and with every business lifestyle. Go to sunbasket.com/burr, B-U-R-R, to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/burr for $35 off. sunbasket.com/burr. There you go. There you go. And that's the Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast. I hope all of you have a responsible weekend, and you have a responsibly raised child with all your fiscal earnings in their proper ledger or something. I have no idea. All right. Have a great weekend, you cunts. Bruins versus the Florida Panthers tonight. Maybe there'll be some fights. And this weekend, I'm going to be up in I'm in Lancaster, Ontario, with Joe Bartnick, the Rose Bowl tailgate legend, Joe Bartnick, and Paul, I know everything that happens in aviation, Verzi. In other words, anytime there's a crash, he reads up on it. By the way, man, that was a horrific helicopter crash in New York City. Of course, I've been paying attention to that, and this quick footage of the guy landing the helicopter, and he looks like he totally fucking nailed it. The landing wasn't hard at all, and he got out and nobody else did. And I think from what I'm hearing, inner circles, is they were flying with doors off. So not only did they have the seat belts, which are, I think they're the four ones that connect with the circle in the middle, which you also, you got to turn it like clockwise or counterclockwise. Cause I was thinking that they panicked and didn't know how to, you know, the once they land, like, fuck, I'm in a helicopter crash. And then, oh, fuck, I don't want to drown. And like, I remember I went skydiving and I did a static line jump. So there was nobody attached to me. And I remember it was arc 1000, 2000, 3000, 4000, 1000. Look, if nothing, look, reach, pull. So when you pulled your emergency ripcord, you had to talk your way through it. Look to see it, reach to grab it, pull the thing. Because other than you'd be panicking, flailing, starting to do somersaults and shit. So I thought maybe that was it. But someone was saying to me that they were possibly flying doors off. And as an extra safety precaution, they had them hooked to the helicopter with one of those C-clamp type of jobbies there. And there's two different kinds. There's the one that's the quick release. And then there's the extra one that you screw on. They were suggesting that it was probably that one, and that even if they got their seatbelts on, that they were, I don't know, basically strapped to the helicopter and went down and drowned. I have no idea. How fucking horrific is that? Why would I end the podcast on that? I have no idea, and I have no fucking evidence. That's just what's been suggested to me. So anyways, on that upbeat note, listen to some happy music now. And then we'll go into some greatest hits. I don't know why I talked about it. You know why? Because I fly, and that made me scared. Yeah, it made me happy to see that the guy fucking totally landed it like a stud. And then if what is being suggested happened, actually happened, I can't imagine the pilot, you know, having to deal with those five fucking people. You know they're going to try to fucking blame him. Because it seems like that's one of those things where they made it so safe that they created another fucking problem, which means they'll probably then have some sort of new clamp that they design. I don't fucking know. Anyways, how do I talk my way out of this? I have no idea. I'm sitting here just flailing. All right, listen to the fucking music and have a great weekend, you cunts. And there'll be another half hour of greatest hits where hopefully I don't end on such a gloomy note. All right. Goodbye.
Going on, it's Bill Burr, and it is the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 16th, 2010. How the hell are you? How's it going? It's daylight savings time, if you haven't figured it out yet. If you're wondering why you keep being late for the last 24 hours, it's actually Sunday when I'm doing this thing, because, you know, I get sick of people on the East Coast bitching. Dude, you should call it the fucking Tuesday, fucking Monday afternoon podcast, should I? No, I respect that. You want to get to work or you want to begin fucking off immediately? Start your week off right. I understand. So I tape them on Sundays now when I can. And hope you guys all had a good weekend. My Sunday started great. My dog puked on the floor.
after, 3 days of threatening dry heaves. And every time we go out, walk up the street, the thing's eating grass like it's a goddamn cow. And my girl's always going, stop it, stop it, stop eating the grass, stop it. And I vaguely remember overhearing someone who I hope knew a veterinarian who said something to the effect that animals eat grass when they're not feeling well. So last night I was taking her out late at night, right at that critical fucking moment. It's a scary moment in my neighborhood. All right? There's a moment where, when you're in a bad part of the city, and there's that moment around dusk where all the decent, hardworking, honest people are coming in after a nice, decent, honest, hardworking day's pay, as they try to get out, kind of like a Good Times episode, And then there's that point where then the scumbags come out, who are doing all kinds of illegal shit, which I don't even know what the fuck to even think about that anymore. No, it's just as fucked up. I was going to say, as fucking crooked as these goddamn banks are, is selling drugs. Yes, it is. It is just as fucking bad. So anyways, now I'm already off fucking track. You know what my fucking bank did to me? I walked in. I had this account in New York that I kind of was a little checking account that had a little bit of money in. And all of a sudden I noticed they were taking some fees out. I'm like, well, that shouldn't be. So I get to New York. I walk in. I talk to the douchebag who works there. And he goes, yeah, they're taking $27 a month out. I don't know why that is. Here, let me check to see what's up. Click, 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 click on his thing. And he goes, yeah, we shouldn't have been doing that. And I go, okay, well, can you refund the money? And they go, absolutely. And I go, well, I've had the account for like 6 years. Can we see how long you've been doing this? And he's like, I'm sorry, our records only go back for 4 months. Really? It only goes back for 4 months? That's amazing. Because my bank records at home go back the entire time I've had the account. That's incredible. And I just have some piddly sum in there while you deal with hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, if not trillions. I don't know what the fuck you have. I just know there's a fucking bank of yours in every goddamn state now. But of course, it only goes back like 4 months. So I go, all right, well, what if I bring my records in? I look them over and I find out how long you've been doing it. And they're like, nah, we can only refund it for 4 months. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, the bank kind of looks at it like that was on you. And I was like, it's on me? To not be like paying attention to make sure the people who are supposed to be keeping my money safe aren't fucking stealing from me? And he sort of like laughed. I'm like, dude, this isn't funny. This is ridiculous. You guys just stole from me. And if you've been doing it for 6 years, what's that, $270 and another fucking 50, like almost $300 a year for 6 years. That's like $1,500 to $1,800, somewhere in there. And the guy's just sitting there fucking laughing. And, this is the usual shit. Yeah, what are you going to sue us? Go ahead. We'll take some of that bailout money, which is part of your tax money, and we'll fucking... So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to close out the account. And I don't know. What do I do? Then I go across the street to one of the four banks that are left. If anybody out there is in banking, how do I get my money back beyond the 4 months? Because I know that they've been doing it longer than this. Can anybody explain that? This is why, people, this is why you don't put 100% of your paycheck into the fucking bank. You got to look at it this way. If somebody mugged you last week, would you walk up to the same person and take your paycheck and stick it in their back pocket? You wouldn't, would you? But for some reason, we have these fucking bankers. Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody should turn like, I don't know, everybody should have a fucking safe that you have buried somewhere. Everybody's got a gun and anybody can blow anybody away. I know, it's all fucked up. Fucking assholes. The guy's sitting there fucking smiling. You know what he's sitting there doing? He's doing that little twirly thing, that math people do with their pens and people who are into finances. I think they do it to hypnotize you. It's that the guy's fucking sitting there telling me that they've been stealing $30 a month from me. And all I'm doing is I'm trying to focus on him. I keep looking down at his silver shiny pen. Some sort of mind trick. Fortunately, I was aware of it. I almost said, can you stop twirling your fucking pen? But I didn't want to do that because I was trying to keep my cool, which obviously is a difficult thing for me to do. I know right now, Bill, it's just $27 a month times how many fucking people? You remember Superman 3 when Richard Pryor stole half a cent from everybody and the next day he had a fucking Ferrari? These fucks are taking $27 a month from everybody. I'm convinced of it. It's the fucking mob. I swear to God, the mob went legit, or those There Will Be Blood guys. They're the fucking assholes that run the goddamn banks. These fucking cunts are just stealing from me, and there's nobody's going to help me. What am I going to go down there? I'm going to get that guy who used to be on the fucking Leave It to Beaver. What the fuck was the name of that show? Mayberry. I always hated that show. That old cunt walking around with their falsetto voice. Andy! You know what that show lacked? Somebody that I wanted to bang. That's why I didn't watch it. There was nobody fuckable on it. That was the brilliance of the Munsters. That they were like, this is going to be hilarious. We're going to turn fucking Frankenstein into Dracula into these kooky characters. And it's all going to be funny. But they knew at the end of the day there had to be somebody that the male demographic would want to fuck. So they came up with that girl who was allegedly ugly. Why am I explaining this classic show? You know the deal. And she looked like Marilyn Monroe. And that's what kept you in there. I don't know. Right? Batman, after a while, it's like, dude, what is going on with this 40-year-old guy and his ward? And then all of a sudden they had Catwoman walking around that fucking hoary outfit. Is she the one who started that shit? Did women not dress like whores on Halloween before Batman? Or Batgirl? Or Catwoman? Catwoman was the bad one, right? They're such pathetic cunts. You know what I mean? It's, will you take off that fucking ridiculous outfit? Go stand behind a wall and start talking to people. And listen to how many people even fucking pay attention to you. They don't, because you got nothing to say. All you can do is just dress up your goddamn twat and start strutting around the fucking place. That had nothing to do with Catwoman. That had nothing to do with her. It had to do with me fucking getting fucked over by that goddamn bank. Assholes. Fucking assholes. So now I got to go down there. I got to go down there like some fucking guy whose button store just failed after 75 years. You know, Frankie Fishface and Sons. Remember those fucking, those businesses when you were a kid? It was always something, something and Sons. You know, and like a lot of the times the kids were forced into the business. You know, some Italian guy, he opens a fucking prosciutto shop. And then that's it. It's like an arranged marriage, except it's your job. And then you got to show up and be, I have been working in the restaurant since I was 8 years old. You know, they don't know shit about anything else. So everybody wanted to strike out on their own. And now look, everybody ends up in a fucking cubicle working for these fucking cunts who are stealing my money. That's uplifting, isn't it? Anyways, this is the Monday Morning Podcast, and it's on my website. I'm trying to get it onto iTunes. I'm in between web guys right now. Hopefully this is up on iTunes. We worked on it yesterday. You know, and it was weird. It was up on my web guy's computer, but it wasn't up on my computer. So if you're listening to this on my website, maybe you go to iTunes and you just hold down the shift button. I mean, maybe iTunes just keeps reloading, you know, how it remembers a page that you've been to. So when you go back to it, it'll load quicker. Hold down the shift button when you're on that page. I believe that then you can see the new one. So now I have three podcasts. It's fucking ridiculous. But eventually we're going to get it all under one. This is the first time I've ever had a web guy who lives down the street from me. I have new video up on my website. And by new video, I mean video that actually works. And this is part of a whole new revamping that I've tried to do like 10 times. I know I've always promised that. But I'm going to be uploading video to my website. I'm going to start videotaping myself out on the road, putting up little bullshit things up there. You know, the usual bullshit. Give you guys a couple of crumbs every week so you still give a fuck about me. So when I come to your town, maybe you'll buy a ticket for you and your best little girl or fucking boyfriend, whatever you got going on out there, whatever it is that you do. There's also a fan page for the Monday Morning Podcast now, www.themmpodcast.com. There's questions, there's pictures. I make references to fucked up stuff. Like, say you haven't watched The Munsters, maybe there'll be a picture of the hottie on The Munsters. You know? So, and that's it. My girlfriend just walked in and then tippy-toed back out again. And then shrugged her shoulders like I wasn't going to address it. You heard me. I was in a lull. So anyways, I really apologize for the horror that has been trying to find my podcast over the last month or so. I didn't think that it was going to be such a big deal, you know? I just thought I could just switch over to a new server and it wasn't going to be a problem. But evidently, it's this major fucking deal. And I've talked to other podcasters out there and they were talking about what a fucking pain in the ass it is to get it up on iTunes. Because once you do get it up on iTunes, then they have to approve of it. As if to say, yes, this is in fact a podcast. And beyond that, we approve of it. So, anyways, Jesus Christ, it's already 1 p.m. I just went out to brunch with my lovely girlfriend and I heard some fucking, oh my God, that goes back to my joke. You really go to brunch, do you? Did somebody have pesto? Yeah, I went down to this fucking place and we're hanging out down there and this fucking dude, I don't know if he was gay, but he had the gay accent, which is always funny to me. Like there's a part of the country that they're from, which is an old joke that I used to do. He was talking about daylight savings times. He was just like, oh my God, like this is how it should be all the time. You know, it's like, this is Los Angeles. This whole getting out of work at 5 and it's dark out. It's just like, what is going on with that? And that's like one of those things. You ever just hear somebody like that? They're like such a fucking cliche that whoever you're with, you're just sort of staring down at your food. And then when you look at the person that you're with, you don't move your head. You just slowly look up at each other. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're in grade school again, and there was a teacher who said, the next person who fucking laughs is getting detention. It's one of those moments. It was tight quarters, so we couldn't, like, really start laughing at him. But I really wanted to lean over and be like, you know, part of the reason why it's so fucking dark out during the wintertime is the whole planet, the northern hemisphere, tilts away from the sun there, fuckface. All right, so even in December, it would probably be dark around 5 despite the time change. Actually, maybe it wouldn't. Maybe more like 5:40, 5:30, depending on where you're at. Right? I mean, am I ignorant? Of course I am. But as far as I know, daylight savings is the bullshit time. Like right now, it's not really 1 o'clock. We're just saying it's 1 o'clock. So the farmhands out in the Midwest can have more fucking time to harvest the beans. Made out of corn products, according to Food Inc. Right? I don't fucking know. I have no idea why they do it. I just fucking... Why do I every week I talk about shit that I don't know anything about. And it's the funniest shit. Like, I go into it, I start getting anxiety because I know I don't know what I'm talking about. So what I literally try to do is I try to use, like, momentum. Like, maybe if I say something dumb quickly, no one's going to notice. I believe that that's exactly what it is. In my world, that made sense. So, on to today's topics. I was all excited to wake up this morning and watch the Chicago Blackhawks against the Washington Capitals. Why, may you ask? I'll tell you why. Because I love the sport of hockey, and it's a good chance that those two teams could possibly meet in the finals, if not in the finals next year. They're two teams that are right there. All right? And everybody always bitches, oh, hockey stinks, and they always blame the fighting. They got to get the fighting out of the fucking game. All right? That's why nobody watches it. Well, I'm going to give you an example of the NHL here. This is what they do today. Okay? During the week, my Bruins played the Pittsburgh Penguins. And overall, Pittsburgh's a decent franchise, respectable. I respect them. But they always seem to have one douchebag on the team, the Ulf Samuelson, you know, the guy who just can't fucking play. You know, he can't play, he can't fucking fight, he can't even just skate around and annoy you like a Ken Linsman back in the day. So what he does is he goes out there and he basically tries to end people's careers or their seasons. And that's what he did to Mark Savard. I don't even know the fucking guy's name, and I don't even want to know his name. Kind of like somebody goes up and shoots up a fucking mall so they can get famous. I always make sure I don't remember their fucking name, even though the news can't stop talking about him. So this fucking cunt just basically glides in after Savard took a shot. Granted, if he hit his body, it's a legal hit, but he didn't. He took his shoulder / elbow and just blasted him right in the fucking head. And he so only connected with his head that Savard literally helicoptered around and landed down on the ice. And not only was he not suspended or fined, there wasn't even a penalty. I don't know what it is about the Penguins. For some reason, they always have that one goon who can go in and just blow out Cam Neely's fucking knee and end his career. That guy just ended Savard's fucking season, our one goal scorer. And they do nothing.
So the whole hockey world is flipping out like, dude, what the fuck? So what do they do to make it up today? Washington Capitals versus the Chicago Blackhawks. Their one nationally televised game this week on NBC. You can actually watch it in HD TV. So all you fucking idiots out there who can't see the puck, I can't see it. Where is it? I can't see it. Fucking black object against a white surface. Can't fucking see it. Why don't you start with looking at the guy that everybody appears to be mad at on the other team? You know, start with that guy. Maybe that's the guy who has the object that they desire. So anyways, you know what they do? They end up kicking fucking Ovechkin. They gave him a game misconduct out of the game because he did some half-ass. I mean, it was a check that deserved a penalty, possibly a fucking double minor. And they kicked the best player in the league out of the fucking game on their national telecast. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, that is why. That is why nobody watches hockey, because they continually make moves like that. I don't know why. Every 5 years, they get back on ESPN, and then they go, oh, wait a minute. The USA Network is offering us $5 more. Let's go over there. Let's go over to the Versus Network. How many people do you think would be watching the NFL if throughout the years, they occasionally for 3 years would disappear onto like the Learning Channel? You know what I mean? It really has nothing to do with the fighting. It's such a stupid fucking comment that people make. And it's hypocritical if you truly feel that fighting should be out of that game as much as the whole world enjoys violence. We love violence. Go on YouTube and look at the fucking ones that get the most hits. We like to laugh and we like to watch somebody get fucked up. That's what I've learned from going onto YouTube. Oh, and people will find a way to talk politics or discuss race on any video that you stick up there. And speaking of that, dude, I was so fucking bummed out. I woke up an hour late, so I missed the first period, and then I find out Ovechkin isn't even fucking playing. And it was, you know, the next thing you know, Chicago scores, it's 3-0, and the game's basically over. For those of you who don't watch hockey, 3-0 is basically, it's like being down 17 points in football, or sometimes 21, depending on how bad your fucking team is. So I was upset as a hockey fan. I still love the NHL, and I still think you guys should watch the game. I was actually watching a little bit of the Premier League because I'm going to Europe this week, and the excitement of that has finally hit me. I'm not excited about the 17-hour or whatever it is, 15-hour flight from Los Angeles, but I'm beyond excited to go over there and have killer shows and to begin to build a following over there because why not? Because you only go around once. I was going to get a tour of the fucking Abbey Road Studios, and that fell through. So now I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do over there. And for those of you who haven't been on my website, this week on Thursday, I am playing at the Leicester Theatre in London, England. How fucking cool does that sound? Then I'm playing the Sugar Club in Dublin, Ireland, on Friday, and then the next night I go to Glasgow, Scotland. A lot of you Americans like me are going to want to say Glasgow because it looks like it's written like slow, you know, L-O-W, but it's Gow, Glasgow, Scotland. And I actually don't even know the fucking name of the theater I'm playing there. But it's going to be awesome, and I am coming off the wagon. My good buddy Joe DeRosa went 70 days sober, so I had to beat him because I'm a competitive fuck. And I was going to take myself off last night at 71 days, you know, kind of like a nod to Roger Maris, 60 home runs, 61, 70, 71. But I decided, fuck it. You know, if I'm going to fall off the fucking wagon, it's going to be in a pub in London, England. That's when I'm going to do it. So I need you English people to tell me where there's a good pub. And by a good pub, I don't mean some loud fucking bar with a bunch of douchebags in it trying to act like they're cooler than they really are. I want some place I can walk in that's a little bit quieter, but I'm not going to get the shit kicked out of me once they realize I'm an American. Okay? I need to know that. I also need to know if I bring DVDs over there to sell to you guys for pounds, euros, whatever the fuck you're on. I believe you guys are, you guys haven't accepted the Euro, but I think Ireland has. I need to know, did DVDs play the American code version, whatever the fucking technical term is, do those things play over there? Are they formatted correctly? Because I don't want to go over there and sell you guys a bunch of shit that doesn't work, and then we got to, you know, then I'm like a bank, and then I got to be like, well, you know, that's really on you. You know, you should have realized that I was from America, and I have a different fucking DVD system than you do. So there you go. My records only go back 4 minutes. I really don't have any recollection of going over there. So anyways, I don't know what else to do over there. John Bonham's grave, you know, maybe I'll go see that. What else could I do? I don't want to go do that douchey shit. Go look Big Ben and Parliament. I don't want to look at that stuff. I don't want to do. I don't want to walk around. I want to look at some who is. I want to do what people in London, England do. All right? That's what I want to do. Which is what? Eat Indian food right after a plate full of fish and chips. I don't know what the fuck you guys do over there, but if you can tell me some stuff to do. I know Stonehenge, I've talked to enough Americans who've gone over there. It's basically sitting on the side of the road like a fucking Starbucks. It's very underwhelming. Whenever they film it, they're real close, and they make sure that they don't have the highway like 10 feet away from the fucking thing. I can't wait for somebody to fall asleep at the wheel and just drive right into that thing. That's going to be hilarious. So anyways, this is the podcast this week. I've been kind of cunty the last couple weeks. I've been in a bad mood, but I'm in a much better mood this week. So I don't know if that'll make this less funnier or more tolerable. It's up to you. So here's some YouTube videos. Speaking of England, this is my nod to just something I discovered a few years ago through this comedian Jordan Rubin. I went on his MySpace page. Remember that? Remember MySpace? I was the last one. He had a clip of this on his page, and I actually checked it out. It's called The Prince of Wales, and it's actually spelled Whales, like the mammal. And it's called Derek and Clive, D-E-R-E-K, and Clive, C-L-I-V-E, all right? And it's actually Dudley Moore and this guy, Peter Cook, who most Americans have never heard of. And it's basically, just imagine if I was doing a podcast with some other asshole, but 30 years ago, and it's just them going off on stuff, and they made... When you watch the clip, it's them, I believe, recording the album. And it was just the most filthiest shit and offensive stuff that they could come up. They talk about religion. A lot of stuff that actually I was watching it and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is like the original podcast. It's completely over the top. And I guess, you know, it's Dudley Moore and Peter Cook. And I guess they were supposed to be, I don't know what they were supposed to be. I mean... I don't live over there, so I don't know who they're supposed to be. I'm just imagining it's just a couple of cunts sitting in a bar. I don't know what, but it's fucking hilarious to me, and I hope you enjoy it. All right? I have also, by the way, I have a nice variety of YouTube videos. So if you're not into the comedy thing, if you want to see a beautiful woman with the most killer body I've ever seen in my fucking life and an accent to match it, and her hair done up in fucking ponytails as she works out. Look up fitness killer 550 rep workout. Fitness-killer 550 rep workout. I can't even remember the name of the girl. She's ridiculous. And she does this insane workout. She's in shape. I believe her titties are natural, unless she went to Dallas and got those teardrop fucking fake ones that I saw out there. And she just works out and she looks unbelievable. And as she gets further into the set, she starts going like, two more. It's fucking awesome. And a comedian you should check out. Check out Reggie Watts, R-E-G-G-I-E Watts, W-A-T-T-S. A lot of the shit he puts up there is this musical stuff that he does, I think because he doesn't want to burn his material like most comedians. But if you get a chance to see that guy, there you go. Recommending a video and a comedian. Those are all on YouTube, and here's another last video I will recommend. There's something, break.com, and there's something called the Tree Terminator, and it's just one of those machines that you're going to see that it just shows that human beings were just too fucking smart for our own goddamn good.
basically this machine, for those of you who are on a treadmill right now, it's like a big hand. I don't know what it is. It looks like a backhoe, but it's really like a hand, and it just grabs these trees, pulls them right out of the ground, and then it, like, imagine if, like, okay, you threw a jab, right? Do that right now in your cubicle so everyone thinks you're fucking insane, and they're just waiting, and have a fist so they don't think you're fucking listening to a Hitler video. Stick your hand out there like you're about ready to salute Hitler, but have a fist so you don't offend anybody. And then just imagine if your arm right down to your wrist wouldn't move, yet your fucking hand could do an entire fucking 360. That's what this device does, except you're holding a tree. And then what it does is it fucking somehow holds the tree in place with, I don't know what, some device in there. And then it loosens its grip and it goes up and down the tree like it's jacking it off horizontally. But what it's really doing is removing all the branches and the leaves. So then all you're left with is the fucking is the trunk with the bark still on it. It gives it another fucking jack. And now it's, you know, back and forth a few times. Now all it is just this round spool of wood. And then it doesn't stop there. Then it goes all the way down to the, I guess, where the balls would be, right? It's very fucking phallic here. And then what it starts with at the base of the shaft, goes up about three, and then twam. That was supposed to be it slicing in half. I really fucking blew it on that. That was the worst sound effect ever. Twam. That's not what it does. It went shoo. That's what it did. That's the right sound effect. See? No Michael Winslow here this week. And then it just in sections, like little fucking 6-foot sections of wood. And I'm telling you, it can do it one tree every like 20 seconds. And this guy is just one guy with the machine is just basically going through this forest so we can all have baseball bats. I don't know what, just, you know, but the amount of time it took me to fucking explain that, you could have looked it up and watched it. I'm such an idiot. All right, what do I got here? What's coming up next? What's the next subject here on the Monday Morning Podcast? Oh, here's something. It's called Let's Get Smart. There's an explanation point. I'm desperately trying to become the smartest moron that I can become, and I've actually, through that lumosity.com, I'm becoming a better speller. And these are some of the words that I've been one of the games I've been trying to come up with, but I don't know how to spell them, so then I just write them down and I give myself spelling tests. Aesthetic, aggressive, alleged, bizarre, catamaran, cantaloupe, catalyst, chloroform, disingenuous, facetious. You know what's great about it? These are all words that you can use in print, but if you actually use them while speaking, you come off like a douchebag, at least in the circle of people that I'm hanging out. Like, who we're hanging out with? I can't use the word infrastructure. Can I use the word melancholy? Huh? Anybody else spell melancholy? Used to spell it melonkolly, like I did. I wasn't that bad, but it was pretty brutal. Like, succinct. I was playing this game, and you ever do that? Like, when you're texting and you come up with a word that you so can't even spell, like, your brain literally locks. And, like, succinct. I was like, how the fuck do you spell this? Synced. Is that like sink? Like you brush your teeth? S-I-N-K-E-D? You know, the past tense of sink? Synced? Or like sync something up? C-Y-C? I think I spelled it S-U-S-Y-C. And then laughed and hit enter. And then the computer was like, did you mean succinct? You know when Google gets all cunty like that? I believe what you were trying to say was, really? I believe we fucking made you. That might have been, my girl just laughed at me. Well, Neil, was that one of the dumbest things I've ever said on this? That was pretty fucking stupid. Yeah, I believe we made you. You know what? In 30 years, when I lead the rebellion against the robots that are going to replace us, that's going to be our battle cry when we're standing there with our P90X bodies
And I'll be standing there getting a sunburn, just standing there with half a blue face going, I believe we made you. Don't move. Don't move until their screen shuts down. That's the lights of their eyes.
I just like that you're accusing Google of having an attitude. Like giving you attitude.
It does have an attitude. Well, come over here if you're going to be on the podcast. It does have an attitude. It says
it's trying to help you out.
No, but it said
it's not mocking you.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know something? I guess it all depends on the voice in your head. Because did you mean this? The only thing it's missing, it should just have dot, dot, dot in front of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, you're supposed to continue. That just made it sound like it bombed. You went, ha, yeah. All right, move on. Where are you going?
I heard you talk about your little Russian mail order bride that you watch on YouTube there.
Oh, God. How hot is she? You got to admit.
She's hot. She's very hot.
Would you?
Would I what?
Make out with her?
I'm not answering that question.
It's a yes. See? Fucking champ right here. Fucking champ. Maybe we'll see her when we're over there in...
And where? She looks like she's doing pull-ups in some war-torn country. When she's on that rooftop and she's doing all her squat thrusts and... making noises like a porno star. Doesn't she look like she's in the middle of some, like they just bombed?
First of all, she's tired after her set. She's tired after her set.
I'm
seven.
Of you fucking talking about it. That's what I'm tired of. So what do you think about that?
I think that brings it full circle to me having an attitude about Google. I didn't ask you to put it up there. Why can't I enjoy one of God's beautiful creatures?
Please. Fucking break.
Fuck you. Every time you see Kevin Garnett on the screen, you got to make that fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Go fuck yourself. Get out of here. Can I see your brush for a second?
No!
Let me just see.
Ow!
Get out. Get out. Beat it.
I have to leave in 20 minutes.
You have to leave in 20 minutes? Well, call a cab, sweetheart. You know what? Nothing. Don't get that Google attitude with me. I have to leave in 20 minutes. No one's stopping you. Hey, Nia, how do you spell succinct if you're so fucking smart?
I can spell succinct.
Because I told you how to spell it the other day. Fuck you. Shut up. Shut your face.
Succinct.
Watch? Why don't I listen?
Watch. Succinct. S-U-C-C-I-E-N-T.
Ah, you stink.
Is that not it?
No, it isn't.
Is there another C in it?
Can I tell you something? This is when you know you don't know how to spell a word, when for some reason you're looking to the right or left and there's nobody there. You don't know how to spell it.
S-U-C-C-I-E-N-C-T?
No. S-U-C-C-I-N-C-T. Succinct.
There's no E?
No. That's a hard one.
Oh.
Facetious.
It's like facetious, right? Like how you say it?
Oh, my God.
F-E.
I can't breathe
no,
with you.
F-E-R.
We're going to have the dumbest kid ever. It's a baby boy. B-O-I.
We're not going to be, well, it'll go, that's why it has school and teachers, for dumb parents.
Did you just say that's why it has school and teachers? Do you see what cell phones are doing to us? I'm telling you. That's why, good Lord, would you look at you. Wow. All right. Anyways. That's why they make them beautiful. You just bombed the spelling test. Wow. You're not a good speller. Really? Well, those are too difficult. Okay, facetious is facetious. F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S. So I'm actually sitting here like a psycho, like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, and I'm just sitting here writing sentences that don't really make any sense because I just want to use all the words that I've learned. The malodorous melancholy of the psychotic critics was aesthetically pleasing despite their silhouette. The capitulation of the inmate's penitentiary argument could be stated that one doesn't need an exquisite repertoire. Merely a succinct dilemma with a sociopath. Nice fucking restaurant. Sorry, I ran out of words. I just remember all I had left was restaurant. And I was like, I need one more sentence. And I was tired. Whatever, fuck you. You spell some of those words. But I'm saying, like, just listen to how I speak, okay, and how many words
I mispronounce it. I've lied to myself for years that the reason why I make such a fool of myself is because my brain works so quickly that it's ahead of where my tongue is at. And that's not fucking true. All right? I'm here to tell you that I am an idiot. And I'm really trying desperately to... I've come to the acceptance that I'm a moron. And if I just want to be... But I still don't feel even... I still feel like I can at least improve on... I can become less of a moron. All right? So this is basically what I've been doing, as I've been saying in the past couple of weeks. I've been writing with my right hand because I'm left-handed. And I've been throwing with my left hand because I do sports with my right hand. I'm a fucking mess. But I guess it opens different parts of your brain. And I was talking about it and sounding like a moron as always. How do you spell cantaloupe? There's a good one, huh? You know, cantaloupe? Well, you know those days when you're like, I got to get in shape, yet you still go out for breakfast and you still get the pancakes and the eggs, but you go, you know what? I'm not going to get the home fries. Let me get a fruit cup instead, you know? And then they have that look on their face like, holy shit, nobody orders the fruit cup. That's why I forgot it was even on the fucking menu. And then they go out there and they bring this fruit cup back out to you, right? And it's always that little, you know, it's got a couple of grapes, it's got a melon, and it's got cantaloupe. And it has little fucking moldy tentacles reaching to each piece of fruit. Cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe. A lot of people don't know that about myself. And for the life of me, I couldn't spell it. I spelt it like cantaloupe. Like, you cantaloupe. You have to have a wedding. this is how you spell it. C-A-N-T-A-L-O-U-P-E. If I haven't bored you to fucking tears at this point, nothing I'll talk about will. Let's move on to the next one. So basically, I was talking about that stuff where you actually use your opposite hand. It all started with this some comic down the Comedy Store. I can't remember who the fuck it was because my brain's mush. Was talking about how that improves your brain. And actually, if you're left-handed and use your right hand for stuff that you usually use with your left hand, it actually improves your left hand. Allegedly. So this scientist, I'm going to call him a scientist, writes in. He said, Bill, on your podcast, when you talk about using your opposite hand and learning to write with it, the term is called neuroplasticity or brain plasticity. I don't know how the fuck to say it. What you are doing is retraining your brain. That's the science behind brain fitness. Here is a nice little article about it on POSITScience.com. And actually, you know something? I've actually seen someone who did something like that. Every morning, me and my lovely girlfriend go for this hike. And when we first moved out here, there was this guy who clearly just had a stroke. And he would walk up the hill. He was like, I'm talking a serious like hike here. And this guy was going like, you know, quarter of a mile an hour. I was almost going to say a half a mile every 2 hours. And I quickly did the math. See, I'm getting smarter. And stop laughing at me. So I like this. I like you coming in another room laughing. So I know that you're kind of like a little mini studio audience. So I know that at least some of this is funny. So anyways, this fucking guy is walking with a cane. And it's one of those deals where you're like, there's no way he's going to make it up to the top. And every morning we would see this guy, you know, if we left at the same time. And then we go a couple weeks, we wouldn't see him. And he just kept getting better and better and better. And yeah, how unbelievable did that guy look the last time? It was his arm had all straightened out. His left leg was working again. Somebody should have made a documentary about that because that's the part of the movie where we would have been crying as opposed to being like, oh, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. You're looking great.
We were with my mom when we saw him.
If you're going to talk, come over towards the microphone.
I was saying we were with my mom when we saw him.
Right, and how did that add to the story? See, this is why women stink at telling stories. Yeah, but paint the story about the thing that we're seeing. My mother was there, and I saw a robin right next to a squirrel. So anyways, using your opposite hand, you're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what, Nia? Just sit there and look pretty. Aw. All right. So anyways, if you guys, I'm telling you, dude, you can make yourself stroke-proof. Not stroke-proof, but you don't have to go through the rehab. Just blow the doctor's mind. You know, as you're writing a check with your opposite hand for how much they overcharged you and you're already rubbing one out. As you're staring at your fucking, what is it, bed nurse? Is that what it is? Wet nurse? Whatever the fuck they call it. Wet nurse, is that breastfeeding? Yeah. Wasn't there something in the news about breastfeeding this week? Something about somebody who drinks breast milk and they're way beyond the age. Did John Mayer do another interview for a magazine? You don't like John Mayer?
He's a fucking moron.
What he's not a fucking moron.
Yes, he is a fucking moron.
Okay, what are you basing that on?
Everything that comes out of his douchebag mouth.
Well, look at him! Give me an example.
That whole controversy that came out recently, the interview that he gave with Playboy magazine, you know, totally talking shit about everybody and then making comments about, like...
First of all, it wasn't a controversy. Really? Was there rioting in the streets?
It was controversial.
It was controversial.
He got on stage and started, like, fake tearing up and apologizing to his fans and being like, I'm sorry, I was trying to be clever, I just thank you guys so much for sticking by me and blah, 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 and all that.
Wow. Bullshit.
Yeah.
He had to tear up about it?
Ugh. He's so inauthentic. Jesus.
I haven't seen that since Marlon Brando went off on the J-Town over there.
J-Town?
You don't remember that?
Right.
You know when he did that? I got to keep it funny. The end of his life. Yeah, he did a little. He wrote the prologue to the what's his face? There? I was going to say Martin Scorsese. Mel Gibson. His little rant.
Yeah, and just this whole thing about how black people love him because he's, what did he say? Because I'm very, whatever that means. And then the interviewer, who admittedly, I think, asked a douchey question that kind of set him up, was like, oh, do black women throw themselves at you? And he was like, he said something like, yeah, but my dick rejects them. Like, I have a United Colors of Benetton heart and a white supremacist dick.
Yeah, but you can see how he's trying to make a joke. He plays a ukulele, okay? His comic timing's a little off. You can see where he's going with that.
I mean, I suppose.
He knows what he likes. He knows what he likes. He goes out and he tags it, you know? With his fucking updated mullet. Look, if you're going to be on, go get another microphone if you're going to keep interjecting here. I was trying to do a podcast. You keep interrupting. I've had enough of this. I'm joking. You fucking control me with that pouty face. It's fucking annoying. All right. Recommending books for the week. See how, yeah, exactly. Well, Oprah does it. I can fucking do it. But at least I have the honesty. At least I'm honest enough to say I don't read them, Nia. As you sit there looking into Oprah's eyes. Here's another wonderful book that I didn't read, but my intern said it was great. A book. Bill, I enjoy the podcast. You have to check out a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's a book about how the Federal Reserve was started, and they planned to be able to have a system in place from the start that would enable certain large banks from being bailed out if shit went down. Apparently, they've bailed out banks before, just not a public. Oh, that's fucking brilliant. So basically, they become the bank for all the banks. And then what they do is they bail out some of them every time they tank the economy, and some of them they don't. And those things get consumed by the other banks that exist, and so on and so forth. Just like it's like a reverse Prell commercial. Instead of telling two friends and so on, they're going the opposite direction, all the way towards One World Bank. Which is why, what are we down to now? We're down to Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and John Mellencamp Trust. Doesn't he have one out there for the farmers next to that little pink house?
Say it's your job, old horse, so don't make it right. You want me to? I'll say a prayer for you, so land.
All right. Also, you should look up a recent article in Philadelphia about how more than a dozen armed state police raided a few small ale houses in Philly to confiscate, in air quotes, unregistered beer. They basically stole over $7,000 worth of pricey beer, most of which was actually registered but not accurately due to a clerical errors made on the end of the city. So it was the city's fault. Dude, that's fucking hilarious. I know that's bad. I know that's mean. They shouldn't be doing that shit. But, you know, they stole beer. I mean, come on. It's like Polly in the Pope of Greenwich Village. I didn't rape his daughter. I didn't spit in his fat face. I took money, Charlie. Fucking money. They stole some beer. Whatever. They want to have a keg party. Yeah, nah, what are you going to do? All right, here's one for you. I talked about the going to the Cloud 9 titty bar in Troy, New York, and there's actually an article on there about this fucked up strip club that I went to a number of years ago. February 1st, 2008, city police shut down the Cloud 9, an adult entertainment business. That's because they have the video store next to it. I believe that's out in the garage. For those of you who didn't listen last week, it's a titty bar that you walk into, and it's like walking into somebody's house. And the second you walk in there, you want to leave, but there's so few people in there, they all look at you. Literally that moment where the needle goes off the record, or the laser goes off the CD, or the iPod skips. I don't know what the fuck to say about nowadays, but how to say it now for nowadays technology. But anyways, city shut down the Cloud 9 because this afternoon for multiple code violations and charged a 46-year-old dancer, with prostitution, city officials said. See, that's for all you dancers out there. That's what happens. When you're in your 20s, you can have an attitude. But if you're 46 years old and you're still dancing, you better drop to your fucking knees, sweetheart, if you want to make the rent, okay? All the more reason to stop lying that you're going to college and actually use those fucking funny money to go to college. All right? Or you'll be working in the Cloud 9 at 46. Wow. You know what? I'm going to copy and paste that. I'm going to print that sentence and put it right above my desk. Anytime I'm feeling bad about my life, I'll be like, well, at least I'm not a 46-year-old dancer charged with prostitution at the Cloud 9 in Troy, New York. The raid followed a five-week undercover investigation. Yeah, how hilarious is that? What, where the undercover cop got blown by the 46-year-old, in which Troy and Rensselaer police officers observed dancers engaged in illicit sexual activities. Dude, this reeks of a shakedown. Like the cops didn't know that was going on. I did a college gig out there and figured out what the fuck was going on in about 4 hours. What happened? Did this 46-year-old stop giving the free blowjobs to the cops? Speaking of which, you know, I heard that asshole in the Prius who couldn't stop his car. Have you guys seen that story? Allegedly. Oh, that girl's titties are fake, by the way. I'm looking at her right now. The tits are fake, Nia. My fault. Wow. That knocks her looks down by 40%. I got to say, there's nothing worse than fake tits. It's just not. That really just says something about you. That's right up there with like hair plugs. That just says, you know, I don't know what that's. I don't know. Does it? I don't know. I'm starting to change my fucking attitudes. I guess if you want bigger tits, you think that's bad, Nia, if you go out and get big fake tits? Those are fake, right? Look at those. Those are fake.
Probably.
You know?
I don't know.
Well, when they're round all the way up to the top, they look fake in that picture. They don't in the training video. You're not near the microphone, okay? You just sound like some crazy person in a closet. You look adorable. What are you getting all dolled up for?
I'm going to my last performance.
Fuck you. I don't buy it. What are you? You meet some hipster? Is that what happened? With his Vans skateboarding shoes and his ironic AC/DC t-shirt? Or Hardcastle and McCormick backpack? Fucking assholes. They mock everything I loved when I was a kid. Remember Hardcastle and McCormick? They always had a cool car, some chick you wanted to fucking bang, and then the old guy who was too old for this shit. That's all you needed. Ba, 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 da, ba. All right, so anyways, this guy in a Prius, he couldn't stop the car, so he had to call the cops. I can't believe I fell for that one. And people going, he was going like 90 miles an hour. Really? In the middle of the day, and he had time to call the fucking police. They caught up with him, and he didn't hit anybody. Is anybody out there driven 90 miles an hour in the middle of the afternoon? I don't even give a fuck, even if you're in Kansas. There's going to be some asshole driving fucking 50 in the left lane. So evidently, that guy has a history of reporting back injuries and that type of stuff. So I actually, the more I'm thinking about this, I'm really thinking that this is what Chrysler did to the Suzuki Samurai when it was outselling the Jeep. They just started a rumor that it tipped over going 2 miles an hour, and which wasn't true. but everybody heard it and everybody stopped buying them, and that was it. Like, they fucked me on the resale value of my car. Who the fuck's going to buy my Prius? They're not, even if I have all the documentation. I swear to God, they fixed it. I think the fucking Prius is becoming today's Pinto. What do you think about that? I think I just went into that point where this podcast should have fucking ended, and I'm still talking. Well, if you want to see more videos of this fucking smoking hot chick, maybe she just got fake tits. It's bodyrock.com. Did I just get a look from you, Nia? She is. She's smoking hot. Exactly. Thank you. All right, let's wrap this shit up here. I don't know if I have time to read this. These things are getting too fucking long. Let's end with this. Reality TV. Bill, I'm originally from Boston. I was listening to Greg Fitzsimmons' podcast, or as he refers to it, Fitz Dog Radio. And this guy writes, beyond the outer limits of gay. The guy's on the wrong side of 40, and he's still referring to himself with the sub-ebonic hip name. With some sub-ebonic hip name. You know what it really is? It's because most people are too fucking stupid to spell Fitzsimmons. I know, Fitz Dog. Yeah, that's from back in the day.
Fitzy.
Yeah, Fitzy. Well, you know what? It's a great fucking show, and now I'm going to plug it. Fitz Dog Radio. And the fact that you trashed it, I didn't even notice that. I guess it's gay. I'm on the wrong side of 42. 40 also, I should say. Anyways, just wanted to say I listened to your most recent podcast and I loved it. You sound exactly like my old friend Kevin Burke. Thank you, all this shit. Anyways, you referred to reality TV in your podcast and I couldn't agree with you more. Nobody will remember these assholes as soon as season 2 comes around. Bring back scripted TV. I don't care if I lose my job. At least I'll have my integrity back. I unfortunately work in reality TV and can tell you from my experience, every cast member I've ever had the unpleasant chance to chat with thinks he or she was meant to be on television. None of these fucking pathetic shitheads ever put in any hard work into it, making a career out of being on TV. And I've never put any hard work into making a career out of being on TV. They make me sick and I have to work with them a lot. Well, that's a tough fucking situation. Well, you know what? As much as I made fun of that cast from the Jersey Shore actually came back for $10,000 an episode. And I'm going to make a prediction. I think that next season is going to fail miserably because they're taking them out of the Jersey Shore. And now they're going to take them down to, I believe, Miami Beach, which might be a mistake. That's like when a sitcom has kind of jumped the shark and they don't know what else to do, so they do the Trapped in a Cabin episode, or Greg's trapped in a fucking meat locker with Bobby, and Bobby doesn't like being small, and now he likes being small because he can crawl through that little fucking window. That's when the show is fucking over. When Fonzie has to fucking jump the shark with his leather jacket still on. What are some other ones? Oh, you got to fucking introduce a cute little kid. Or your dog pukes on the floor. Cleo. Fucking love this dog. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week. Hopefully it's up on iTunes. If it isn't, yeah, we're working on it. I don't know what to tell you. We're fucking working on it. And I appreciate that people are getting so mad at me that I haven't been able to figure it out or hire somebody at this point. Because that means you give a shit. You know? All right, that's it for the podcast. I'll have video next week up on BillBurr.com of my wonderful trip to London, Dublin, and Glasgow, Scotland. And I'm coming off the wagon in a hard fucking way. All right, so I'm going to be back next week a little more bloated, a little dumber, and a little something else. So it's the magic number of 3. All right, you guys have a great week. Wow, she walks through.